Justification by faith is quite a subject to preach on, as I said. When we use the lectionary in church, we are faced with four or five different readings. And for me, I can't always see what the connection is. So I often opt for the more familiar reading from one of the four Gospels. But today, I just couldn't get away from this particular reading. And that reading was used at Andrew's funeral too, wasn't it? So it's very dear to you, I know. And although I find it a very difficult subject to explain, I thought I'd go for it and learn something from it too. So what is justification? Put simply, as I know no other way, it's really about becoming good enough to stand in God's presence through trusting in Jesus and Jesus' sacrifice rather than by our own good works or adhering to any religious laws. Legally, just as a judge acquits an innocent person, God legally declares us as believers righteous because of Jesus. Yes, we are good enough. We cannot earn salvation through our own works. Paul tells us in Romans that we are justified by grace, God's gift, not a reward for anything we have done. People often say, I'm a good person, I try my best, I've done more good than bad. God doesn't want us better than others. He wants perfect holiness. Galatians tells us a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. The law reveals sin, but cannot remove sin. So how can a sinful person stand as righteous in the presence of God? People have always tried to answer that question through religion, morality, effort, sacrifice, and self-improvement. Many people believe that if they do enough good deeds, avoid bad behaviour, or become sincere enough, then perhaps God will accept them. But the Bible gives us a totally different answer. The Bible teaches us that we are not justified by our works, our goodness, or our religious goodness, or our religious performance. We are justified by faith in Jesus Christ. We are made righteous. We are made good enough. This is the very heart of the gospel. It is the difference between slavery and freedom, fear and peace, condemnation and salvation. God's gift, not a reward for anything we've done, God's gift. Martin Luther read Romans and realized that righteousness is a gift to be received. And so he challenged the Catholic practice of the day, which mixed human worth with divine grace. Luther believed faith was not a passive belief, but a living, alive trust in God's promise. Good works were deemed necessary, but only as the inevitable evidence of a transformed life, never as the cause of salvation. We all stand guilty before God. Sin is not merely what we do, it is what we are by nature. No amount of human effort can erase sin. Good works cannot pay the debt of rebellion against God. Isaiah says that even our righteousness is filthy rags to God. That means justification cannot be earned. It must be given. And that is exactly what God has done through Jesus. If salvation depended on human performance, nobody could stand before God. That is why the cross was necessary. Jesus lived the life we could not live and died the death that we deserved. Romans 5 verse 1 declares, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Faith is not merely an intellectual agreement. True faith is trusting entirely in Christ for salvation. It means trusting his righteousness instead of ours, trusting his sacrifice instead of our efforts, trusting his grace instead of our merit. When we place our faith in Christ, guilt is removed, righteousness is credited, condemnation is cancelled, peace with God is established. Christ takes our sin and we receive his righteousness. That is the amazing grace that God justifies the ungodly, not because we deserve it, but because Christ has fully satisfied divine justice. Before salvation, humanity is at enmity with God because of sin. But justification ends all hostility. We no longer stand condemned. We will still struggle with weakness and failure, but the verdict has already been declared. Satan may accuse, conscience may condemn. The world may reject, but God has justified. And when God declares a sinner righteous, no accusation can overturn his just judgment. And because we are justified, we can approach God boldly. Prayer becomes possible, worship becomes joyful, hope becomes secure. We are not saved by good works, but we are saved into good. As justified believers, we begin to love holiness, pursue obedience, and desire God. Good works are not the root of salvation, but they are the fruit of salvation. Martin Luther said that faith alone saves, but the faith that saves is never alone. Grace does not encourage sin. Grace changes the heart. Amen.